So I'm calling this meeting of the Little Cayman River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, September 15, 2021. Please set your phones on sun, Mr. Wicklund. And let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up is the roll call, Mrs. Lambert.
Here.
Tom Hadjady.
Here.
Anthony Rudnick is here. Pia King. Derek Minnitz.
Here.
Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Bear.
Here.
Robert
Ritchie.
Here.
Lamont Whitaker.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes from August 18th, 2021. Any modifications, changes, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from August 18th of 2021.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? New rule says that we do roll call vote. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schulze.
Yes.
Tom Bessie.
Yes.
Anthony Brunitz? Oh, yes. Derek Minnitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Here.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ritchie?
Yes.
Lamont Whitaker?
Yes.
Woody Baker?
Yes. Moving right along, next up is the chairman's report. Again, we're responsible for a $275 million man-made flood control project to the point where, considering there's one individual sitting in the stands, we must be doing a pretty good job. However, that is something that is a continual ongoing maintenance challenge, because if you don't do the work to maintain the structure that was built over these many decades, you see what happens from the September 2008 pictures. You have a real problem on your hand. We've been able to do a lot of work through all of the community efforts to the point where now we have a community standing of trying to make sure what happened in September 2008 doesn't happen again. Again, remember, we're dealing with Mother Nature. If you get 10 gallons of water in a 5-gallon bucket, we're going to have some issues, but we're far better prepared today than we were prior to September 2008. That said, next is the finance report. We need to approve or make a motion to approve the claims for September 2021 and entertain a motion, please.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the claims for September 2021 in the amount of $185,212.93.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Some discussion, Mr. Repay.
Just once again, we'll go through some of the larger items. $57,000 annual insurance for general liability to Flores Insurance Group. That is a decrease from the previous year of, I believe, it's $12,000 or so dollars. Austin Equipment, that's the payment for the Stage 5-2 modifications. That was a part of the overbill that occurred during 5-2. So now we've reduced it. So it's at the level and in some places below the level of where the neighborhood stands. That's for $25,206. Security Door Incorporated, $13,429. Fence installation, that is two fences. One is 170-foot split rail fence, and the other one is just a cyclone fence to stop folks from driving over in certain areas, but they're not allowed with motorized vehicles. So far, it seems though that has worked. $17,000 for HWC for the overseeing the spring park design, and $11,767 for pump station inspection. That's Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance. They take care of all of our pumps in Gary. Beyond that, I did receive the copy of the Innsbrook Turkey Creek flood study. I will circulate that. I haven't fully read it, so I don't have much to say about it at this point, but I did get it, and they did work well for it. So besides that, if you have questions, so we have some microvac there for some testing, and that's it.
All right, any questions for Mr. Repay? Mr. Gustak,
with regards to the payment to Flores, I noticed the invoice amount is different than the proposal from Zurich. I couldn't quite follow that.
Great question. I think I appreciate it, but I'll book it out. If you go to, do you have other questions that I can help you with?
I have one more, Sheila.
Sure.
Another requirement to look down?
I don't think so. The payment to Austin, is that final payment for the quicker levy?
Yes.
Okay.
They're done. They paved it. It's seated. It's we're going to get the assets here shortly.
And the retention, that we owe them the retention, correct?
I believe the retention is still there, but that's just based on the as-built coming. So there may be just, what, $5,000 or whatever it is. Sorry.
The difference is the TRIA, which we defined, which is the terrorist.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if you take both of those off, it should be among the interest.
So you guys know that Bill gave up our coverage for terrorist attacks.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay on the payment of the bills? Gentlemen, be there or not, we have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Swayze.
Yes.
Tom Bestetti.
Yes.
Anthony Broadlegs. Both yes. Derek Evans.
Yes.
David Gosselin.
Yes.
Rob Lair.
Yes.
Robert Ritchie.
Yes.
LeVon Baker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along. Mr. Repay, Executive Director's Report. What's going on in the field? Not a lot of bills this month. Middle of construction season.
Well, a lot of it, as we talked about earlier, a lot of our construction projects have been awarded to other communities to do the work. So we don't have any, per se, large projects. Our project in Lake Station wrapped up, although we are doing several maintenance reports or maintenance projects. Right now, Wilshire is in hard stitch. They started at roughly 45th Avenue, working their way to the north. It's been a couple of years since we've been in there, so they're taking out the dead, dying, and leaning trees. That's one important one. We've got a couple smaller ones in Munster and Hammond, starting with cutting back some of the tree. We're going to wait because someone told me once that if you do it in the fall or the spring when there's not as many leaves on it, it's a lot easier for folks to understand. So I appreciate that knowledge.
It was a genius.
Yeah, well, I wonder that was. We started the Beaver Dam ditch study by convening Prompt Point and Lake County Surveyor's Office. That's the large tributary that clears all of Prompt Point and some of St. John that affects us and some unincorporated property. So that's with Wessler Group, and they've started doing that. They took a tour of it. They're going to work in tandem with the Surveyor's Office to address that issue. Also with the Surveyor's Office, we're going to work with continuing clearing of Deep River. We stopped at 53rd Street, State Road Street. And we're going to continue on as far as we can go in the fall with cooperation both from the City of Hobart and Public Works from Lake County Highway. They will help remove some of the debris as we remove it. So the logs, the shopping carts, the bicycles, everything else, they're gonna help us remove it, which will drastically reduce our costs. Share screen. So that I can, yeah. So one of my trips was Tuesday when I got to hang out with Derek and we went through our mitigation project. So I was able to take this great video, even though I'm not gonna show the one that he has of me, but I'm gonna show the one of him. So if you get a sense of how high that prairie is, the guy with the golf shirt and the baseball hat and tennis shoes didn't fare too well out there, although the person with the boots and the proper equipment, but that gives you a sense of what it is. And Derek's a pretty good driver. And I keep on putting it out loop just because I wanted to, you know, to enjoy that. So that is wrapping up. And as Derek mentioned earlier, that should wrap up on the 31st of October, at which time we will enter into an agreement with IPNR so that they can maintain it going forward. They've given us some estimated costs of what it's going to take to maintain it, make sure the invasive species are away from it, and to upgrade it to ADA accessible and parking lots and things such as that. So If you haven't seen, Derek's got a cool vehicle that he trails around with him all over on his truck. So I don't know, is this the one or this was AES, right?
Yeah.
So I had to put Derek on the show here, so he had enough of mine. Let's see what else I got. If I can fit. Oops. Stop sharing. The next item. The next item is we have, I'm not going to be able to do it. We had a Munster closure exercise, which is something we have to do every year, is to demonstrate we can close an area, a certain particular place. And this year we chose Munster, which is River Road. I have pictures, but unless someone smarter than me can't figure out how to share them. But it went successfully. That was done last Wednesday. The colonel was out there. A lot of members of the Army Corps were out there, which is not chargeable to the project because it's considered operation and maintenance.
I knew
it was going to come, so that's why I said it. But we also had groups from Griffith and Highland also helping bring the sandbag machine, helped us to sort of practice the throwing of the sandbags and to do it the proper way, and hopefully be able to do it, but in case we do, that's there. The first street closure that was supposed to take place on the 13th got delayed. They needed the track, so they're going to now close it. They're staying the 27th. That is always subject to change, but more than likely, I guess in October, that's when we'll put that metal beam permanently in place for the closure, so we'll no longer have to put that in case there's a high water event. The Northcott posted panel that you guys authorized me to buy, we checked to see what the lead time is. It's about 5 months for the aluminum panel to be built, so we will likely bid that out this winter. We can't do it because we don't have the material. No sense in hiring a contractor that they can't put it in to make sure that it in fact works. Cardo planted the Lake Station environmental area. That's the 5 acres that is north of the parking lot. And hopefully that will take and will work. We have a 3-year agreement with those folks. We're working to cut the grass over there while the interlocal agreement is being worked out. And I have everything else. Unless you have questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Ripe as far as what's going on in the field?
Yeah, I got one.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dan, the deep river cleaning, previously when we were in there doing some cleaning, we had an issue or two. Have we identified any possible problems ahead of time?
Well, we're going to get the utility locates this time so that we don't take out the New Chicago's water department. So that's a great idea.
Thank you. No,
that has been addressed. Oh, sorry. Questions? Is the cleaning on the Deep River project record? Not yet, because the drainage board at this morning's meeting in Lake County had just approved it, so we really didn't put a number to it or ability to track it or what they're going to put to it. They're going to put people to it, but they're also going to put money to it. They also have a crew that can help cut up some of the debris that they find along the way, because the big issue is we find the logs inside the river, we take them to the shore, and then they've got to be cut up there and then dispersed of and disposed of. Tolbert had done that for us in the past. Lake County said that they would help us as well, not only man the cutting of the wood and other material on the side, but so would Hobart, and they would help dispose of it. So how that gets intermingled, but we're going to try to do it here in October, November, once again, when the leaves are not on the trees, and so that it's less disruption. 98.6.
Are we going to be doing hard ditch stuff, or is that going to be the county?
Hard ditch has already been, you mean the reinforcement of the banks?
No, like the tree cutting.
We're doing it already.
Okay.
We've already started.
Hi, Tara. I'm so glad.
I'm so
glad you called.
They went through Stewart Park. They've already gone to Indiali, the Independence Park.
I know.
And
yeah,
the next step
absolutely is
the area between, I'm not sure what's that, what's the Highland neighborhood over there that I can't remember?
Brantwood.
Brantwood. So it's between Brantwood and the one on the other side, which is
Hill and Vale.
Hill and Vale, thank you.
4 weeks, you said?
That's where we're going. So we're going to go up to Ridge Road, and then after that point, we've already cleared it. So that whole area should be cleared.
Oh, yeah. And what's your processing? I mean, your processing, internal processing is done.
But we're not going to do that until...
Like, when would you, quote, cut the check and then put it in the mail?
Since it's low, since the water is low, since we have no, knock on wood, foreseeable flooding or hard rain events in the future, we're trying to get this all done.
Okay. And it could be done sooner than that as well.
What about the issue that was...
Thank you, Taryn. I'm so glad you called. I actually just started a new role up on assignment. I'm in Saudi Arabia right now, so it's about 1 o'clock.
We decided that...
On a public meeting.
The emergency...
Yeah, exactly. And the sound is crystal clear.
Project was,
but I'm listening to the sound you hear in the background. I'm listening to a public commission. I was thinking about you just an hour or two ago. I mean, you collectively, maybe, but you specifically, because I know you've been on, spoken to you a couple times. Okay, no, I think I even told you I really appreciate your support.
Right now,
your personal, your support personally. Yeah, so I'm glad that you just called
me.
So I can express that in person.
What's the timing of it?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Remember, you may see it here.
Just to double check, because I know, I think it was
how it works. It could
said
go
that
the
you had kicked back, like the internal team had come up with like a 1 month, a $408 reimbursement, which was 1 month, and you kicked it back. I was like, I think I was talking to Deanna or somebody else. And I was like, good, Taryn.
I was like,
great. I would have expected nothing less from Taryn. So, so it is the 4 months now. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll let my wife know. And thank you again. I really appreciate it.
High velocity channel clearing. So there's no trees.
Thanks, Taryn.
There's a few trees that used to be on the west side of the bank on the Munster corner quadrant.
Yeah. You took those trees down as a part of this.
There's really nothing, there's nothing that's falling or dying.
Well, and look, I mean, just in my two cents, and looking at the from the bridge down north towards, you know, towards the river from the river from the Ridge Road Bridge, it looks like a lot of trees hanging over the river.
There's two trees. One has an owl's nest that I will tell you,
and one has an Indiana bat.
I look. One has that's a such an owl.
I understand.
All right.
Thank you. I have one other question on Project Tracker. Is it safe to assume that once it hits 100% on one of these columns, then it moves into completed? And which columns would that be?
It could, but if there's an overage, it would still hold it because it was not complete. So
if you have an overage.
I'm just saying, if there's a project worth $100,000 and for some reason they did more work or there was some more quantities, that just because it hit 100%, it doesn't mean it'll be finished. It's finished when they give us the final bill and they said we're done. And then we move it to the back page where it's all red.
So is it percentage paid that would be 100% that would move it off?
No, because it could be 104%. Because if there was a change order and it would say we awarded it $100,000, we could pay them $104,000 just because there was additional work needed. Is there a particular project that you're looking at?
No, I'm just looking at some things that are old that have 100% in a bunch of columns. And I was just curious as well what the trigger was as it relates to how you're handling it in the office.
The GO property had just been cleared. So we just got the paperwork for the deed. So that will be moved over the next time. That is 100% that's finished.
Same with the Audubon payout.
Help me.
That's at the bottom, 3F from the bottom. Audubon Marshburg, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Under acquisitions. So I don't know.
I'm looking at it's at 80%.
I'll move that topic.
Oh, you got the other one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I went to the wrong panel.
Yeah.
I do need your last one.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, so then, you know, again, I think at some point the group needs to make some types of decisions on how long we're going to hang on to some of these projects that have been approved in the watershed. before we pull that money back and try to place it back to help folks that want to actually do something with it.
And I also think that we need to do a work site session to set ourselves up for the next coming years as far as what our projects are going to be.
I think it's an outstanding idea.
So it's all going to really depend also on whether Kennedy Avenue gets funded through the federal government or not. I mean, that's going to either free up money for us or that's going to encumber our money. So we can go through that and see where we are. Because right now, it would look as though there's not a lot of projects. You still see many things. But Sowerman Woods for 2.6 is going to go next year. Hidden Creek is going next year. The pedestrian bridge for Hammond is going next year. So a lot of projects are going next year. Although we've encumbered for them and we've held them, they haven't billed us, and nor will they. It's not as much. We don't have as much as our account indicates.
I understand. Okay.
Yes, I have something that I think is important to address. I don't see a reason to delay the bid for the post and panel work at all. It needs to be designed, and no contractor is going to want to face the same challenges 5 months from now, I can tell you that.
What we were going to do is we were going to order the post and panel, but it's already been designed.
Okay.
It's already been designed. It's already been approved by the Corps.
Okay.
The design has, and the post and panel have all been approved by the Corps.
Okay.
What Munster through consultation with Munster is, if we bid it now, you're going to have the contractor sitting there with nothing because we're waiting 6 months potentially for the post and panel to come.
Who's going
to
buy the post and panel?
We are.
Oh, so are we out for bids for that material?
No, it was we had already sought proposals and that was the one that was selected that was acceptable to the Corps as a flood protection.
So when are we placing that order?
Well, any time now. I mean, it's like within the next week because we just got the final plan from Munster because Munster designed it, SEH designed it. And that was the question last meeting was who was going to do the bidding, who was going to purchase. They finally gave me the plans so that I could put them together in a bid to send them out to see, actually we have to bid it on it. We're simply seeking proposals. Because the estimated cost of it is $75,000. So there's no, I mean, it's the threshold for state is $125,000,
$150,000
to bid.
That's fine. So have the material being procured at the present
yes,
time on hand.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay? Moving right along. All right, other issues, new business, be there none, go down the line, end up early. Mr. Ware, anything to say?
Are you a check?
Mr. Ochi?
No.
Mr. Wyszynski?
Nothing to add.
Mr. Gazdecki?
Light attendance, thanks for showing up, guys.
Mr. Whitaker?
Thanks, everyone, for showing up, tuning in as well. Everyone be safe and best wishes.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Castellanos?
Just a little short notice that tomorrow we're going to be donating the laptops, computers to the September Troops house tomorrow. And the Times and the reporters will come out to a couple of other media coverage of the event. They service 1,000 women a month, and they are starting to search for access to teach women how to apply for jobs and how to use computers.
Thank you. Next up, my favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to address the commission, please stand at the podium, state your name and address, and help us make it a better project. Yes, sir.
Jerry Reed, 5997 West 30th. Repay gave me a courtesy call yesterday. Interesting discussion. Not going to say that I agree with what he said, but I appreciate the call. I'm willing to take the first step. I will allow your contractor access and use my 15-foot south of your easement to clean that up.
That's appreciated. Thank you.
That's okay. Call it a gesture of goodwill. Call it the first step forward. I hope that everybody up there appreciates that is not just a ditch. It is my backyard. I cannot stress that enough to you folks. It is my backyard. It's not just a ditch.
Understood. Thank you.
And I agree with everything he had to say to me. And so I'm going to go down there after it's clean. And we decided that together in hip waders, we're going to go down there and
and inspect the ditch, which is in his backyard.
Got it. Thank you. Anybody else? Are
there any snakes out there?
We'll find out, right?
Well, get Derek's ATV.
So I thank Mr. Lee for that.
And then any other? All right, I'll close that. Set the next meeting for the, and it's next, the third, only in October. It'll be the 20th. Check the website for location. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Is
there a second?
Second.
All right, we have new rules. Mrs. Lambert.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your summer.